It's Monday, December 12th, 2016.
Looks like they've taken the Christmas trees down.
Yes, and there's nothing Christian either. This should be great.
Merry, Merry Christmas, Happy, Happy Christmas, Merry, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.
Thanks for tuning in to this special all-Christmas music episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go. Laughing all the way.
Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to this Christmas music episode of The Sounds in My Head. what a great way to open up this here special all Christmas music episode of the show. A band from London called Help Me Stamp Out Loneliness, though in this case, they're going by the Social Interaction Foundation, and doing a cover of Lowe's Just Like Christmas, though in this case, it's called Just Like Christmas in Cottonopolis. I love that song, and I love what they did with it, in particular with the horns and the whole, once it gets going, it's pretty great stuff. Comes off a compilation called Christmas, approximately, and we're going to hear a couple more songs from that compilation right now, because it's a great compilation. It's from a few years back, and I didn't discover it until recently. So I'm putting on stuff from it that I like, which is a lot of stuff. I actually like more than just the three songs I'm putting on. But you can really only put on so many songs from one album without it just being completely awkward. So in the case of Just Like Christmas, that's of course one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs, Lowe's Just Like Christmas. I have like a billion versions of that song, and every year I try and put one on, at least. I think some years I've put two versions of that song on. I like it so much. But anyway, we're going to hear a couple more tracks. First, Teenage Christmas by Eutures. I don't know how to say it. They're a great band, and they got albums and stuff. Pretty good. I might put them on the show some other time as well. But anyway, in this case, Teenage Christmas, very good song. And then we're going to hear the Werewandas with I've Got a Great Big Christmas Tree. Both, again, from this Christmas Approximately compilation album. Go pick it up. It's great. Teenage Christmas by Eutures. I don't know. I really have no idea how you're supposed to say that. And I've Got a Great Big Christmas Tree by the Werewandas. Where else but right here on this special all Christmas music episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Thank you. except for maybe mistletoe. Give me eggnog every morning, give me eggnog every night, and I might just see that festival of lights. So give me eggnog each and every day, and I don't care what your doctor says.
Yeah.
All right, after the Where Wanda's back there, we heard the Roy McBrides with the song We Like Eggnog. It came from an album called 50 Million Elves Fans Can't Be Wrong, which is a parody of 50 Million Elvis Fans Can't Be Wrong. And it's another compilation by the same label that put out Christmas Approximately. It's not nearly as good as Christmas Approximately, but you know, it had at least that We Like Eggnog song on it, which can't go wrong with that. After We Like Eggnog, we heard Crocodiles from San Diego. Sounds of my head favorites, Crocodiles. That was their Christmas song called Merry Christmas Baby, Please Don't Die. Came off a single by the same name. And then we heard the Sonics from Tacoma, Washington, from the 60s, kind of what the Crocodiles were cribbing, wouldn't you say? Doing their song Santa Claus, great Christmas classic by the Sonics right there, very good stuff. Came off a release you can pick up anywhere called Merry Christmas, Sonics, Wailers, and Galaxies, which contains Christmas songs by those three bands, all from the 60s, all pretty good stuff. All right, up next, from London, a band called the Would-Be Goods with another one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs, Christmas in Haiti, which I've actually put on the show before, but it's been like nearly 10 years, I think, so I reserve the right to repeat myself after that length of time. So the Would-Be Goods right here, Christmas in Haiti, it's another one of these, like, that should just be a total Christmas song classic that everyone should know, and I feel like I never hear it out and about, so maybe it's not as well known as I think it should be, so in that case, I'm putting it on the show. That's how I'm justifying this. Christmas in Haiti came from their album Mondo from the 80s. And here we go, Would-Be Goods with Christmas in Haiti. Where else but right here on this Christmas music episode of The Sounds of My Head.
wife in chapeau. Yeah, my wife in chapeau. Yeah, my wife in chapeau. Yeah, my wife in chapeau. I fear to ya, to ya, to ya, yet in pe pe pe. I fear to ya, to ya, to ya, yet in pe pe pe. Papa no ye, morning crow. Papa no ye, morning crow. I fear to ya, to ya, to ya, yet in pe pe pe. Afia tu ya tu ya tu ya yidini pe pe pe.
Ankalas out te sos, ankalas out te sos, ankalas out te sos, ankalas out te sos.
Samiara kifali, Christmas is sambata, Samu tati ni wabi.
Papa no ye, one is bro. Papa no ye, one is bro. Afia tuya 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 ye di pe pe pe. Afia tuya 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 ye di pe pe.
If you're ever wondering if I'm wondering how you are, I'm not. If you're wondering why you never got a Christmas card from me, I forgot. If you're wondering how much I hate your year-end letter, a lot. I read the monotonous rambling piece of drivel you sent this year, and the reason we haven't talked in the last 12 months is clear. But how wonderful to know your cat is finally eating solid food again. Fancy feast indeed. How adorable he wandered down the block and found a little kitty friend.
Her name is Patches.
Thank God Jody finally got her braces off. Wow, what a pain.
You know how teenagers are.
And to know that Doug likes math brings an excitement I can't contain.
I could go off on a tangent.
Get it? You're right, your family's better than mine. And you seem to make a lot more money. You put your long-winded bragging in a Christmas design. And the puns you use are so, so funny. You tell me everything in your year-end letter. Pour your heart out in your year-end letter. But you're boring in your year-end letter this year. You're just as boring as last year. I'm relieved to know your timeshare condo in Hawaii is free of mold.
Aloha, fungi.
And I'm filled with awe to learn your azaleas grew even in the cold.
Mother Nature, you're so crazy.
A form letter is the perfect place to announce your divorce.
Sorry, Charlie left you.
Do I want a clear description of your passing kidney stones? Well, of course.
I'm gonna go throw up now.
You're right, your family's better than mine. You could never emphasize that too much. You wrap up so much wisdom in a Christmas design. And that quote from Gandhi was a nice touch.
You tell me everything in your year and letter. Spill your guts out in your year and letter. But you're boring in your year and letter this year. You're just as boring as last year. So if you're ever wondering why our friendship isn't better, just reread your letter.
On an open fire as he keeps nipping at his foes. You'll cry creepy uncle every time he arrives, for he keeps clawing at your clothes. Everybody knows some money and entitlement can help to make the season white. Mothers of color with their kids out of sight will find it hard to sleep at night. They know that Trump is on his way. He's got black boys in hoodies locked up on his sleigh. And every working man is going to cry when they learn that lights don't care how you live or if you die. So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Donald Trump. Fuck you.
All right, let's catch up one last time. After the Would Be Goods, we heard African Guitar Summit from Toronto, Canada. It's a band comprised entirely of musicians from the African subcontinent. They only released a couple albums, and of course that one song, Afi Haya Pa, which came off a Oxfam compilation. It was like a charitable compilation called Think Global World Christmas, and unfortunately you can't get it anymore, though fortunately that's the only good song on it, so you're not missing much. Then we heard Garfunkel and Oates from Los Angeles, California. Of course, the wonderful Garfunkel and Oates, the female comedic musical duo from Los Angeles, doing their song End of the Year Letter from the Comedy Death Ray Christmas CD 2010, which I have no idea where I got that. I got it a long time ago, and I have no recollection of getting it. I think I probably downloaded it for free off of something. I don't remember, but it seems like it just doesn't exist. There's no way to buy that. I don't know where that went or where that came from. Very mysterious, and that seems to be the only place that that song appears. End of Year Letter, kind of a mean-spirited song. I apologize for that, though. You know what? It is funny, so you gotta give them that. And I can relate to the cats and the dietary stuff. It's some accurate stuff you might put in an interview letter. Okay, then we heard She and Him from Portland, Oregon, the coldest night of the year from their new Christmas music album called Christmas Party. It's the second time they've done this. Kind of get the feeling it's a money grab, particularly when you listen to the album and realize that it is the worst She and Him album ever. I don't know. It's just the wrong choice of songs. I don't like it at all. In fact, Coldest Night of the Year, that's my favorite song on the album. It is my least favorite song on the show, but I felt obligated to put it on because I love She and Him so much. So there you have it. That is me being a Grinch. That's what that is. But maybe you'll like it more than I did, so I'm picky. After She and Him, we heard Fiona Apple from Los Angeles as well, doing Trump's Nuts Roasting on an Open Fire, a wonderful little version of her take on the classic that she released on the internets on her Tumblr page, I guess, or something like that. Pretty great stuff. All right, now we're going to finish up with probably my favorite Christmas song of all time. I know I've said that probably 3 times this episode alone, but this one, really, this is really like my favorite Christmas song. I don't know, I really like Lowe's Just Like Christmas too. So there, it's tied. This song and Lowe's Just Like Christmas, those are my 2 favorite Christmas songs. Tim Minchin from, you know, Australia originally, now lives in Los Angeles and has for quite some time. And this is his song, White Wine in the Sun, a song about his family. And I'm not from Australia, and we don't have white wine in the sun on a beach at Christmas time in my family. But I tell you what, this song still hits home. If you listen to it too close, it'll almost make you cry. It is that good. you can't listen to the song too much. I love it. It is, like I said, probably my favorite Christmas song of all time. It's perfect. It is the perfect Christmas song, I think. I love every word in it. Here we go. Tim Minchin, White Wine in the Sun. Listen to the lyrics from his Ready for This live album. He's released a couple other versions of it, including a studio version, which I expected to like more because I don't really like live recordings. And yet, this live recording, his first release of it, is still by far and away the best. So, without further ado, Tim Minchin finishing up this special Christmas music episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Christmas, it's sentimental, I know, but I just really like it. I am hardly religious. I'd rather break bread with Dawkins than Desmond Tutu, to be honest. And yes, I have all of the usual objections to consumerism, to the commercialization of an ancient religion, to the westernization of a dead Palestinian press ganged into selling PlayStations. and beer. But I still really like him. I'm looking forward to Christmas, though I'm not expecting a visit from Jesus. I'll be seeing my dad, my brother and sisters, my gran and my mum. They'll be drinking white wine in the sun. I'll be seeing my dad, my brother and sisters, my gran and my mum. They'll be drinking white wine in the sun. Don't go in for ancient wisdom. I don't believe just 'cause ideas are tenacious, it means that they're worthy. I get freaked out by churches. Some of the hymns that they sing have nice chords, but the lyrics are spooky. And yes, I have all of the usual objections to the miseducation of children who in tax-exempt institutions are taught to externalize blame and to feel ashamed and to judge things as plain right or wrong. But I quite like the song. Not expecting big presents. The old combination of socks, trucks and chocolates is just fine by me. 'Cause I'll be seeing my dad, my brother and sisters, my gran and my mum. They'll be drinking white wine in the sun. I'll be seeing my dad, my brother and sisters, my gran and my mom. They'll be drinking white wine in the sun. And you, my baby girl, my jet-lagged infant daughter, you'll be handed round the room puppy at a primary school, and you won't understand, but you will learn someday that wherever you are and whatever you face, these are the people who make you feel safe in this world, my sweet blue-eyed girl. And if my baby girl, when you're 21 or 31, and Christmas comes around, and you find yourself 9,000 miles from home, you'll know whatever comes. Your brother and sisters and me and your mom will be waiting for you in the sun whenever you come. Your brothers and sisters, your aunts and your uncles, your grandparents, cousins, and me and your mom will be waiting for you in the sun, drinking white wine in the sun. Darling, when Christmas comes, we'll be waiting for you in the sun, drinking white wine in the sun, waiting for you in the sun, waiting for you. Christmas. It's sentimental, I know.
Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Greensleeves by Richard Cheese, I Saw Three Ships by the Canadian Brass, and Walking in the Air by Hong Kong in the 60s. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, where you can also find links to follow me on social media and look for playlists on Spotify. You can listen to the songs I play on the show, at least the ones available on Spotify, without having to listen to me yammer on for what seems like hours. I apologize. Be on the lookout for new episodes of the show. Going to have at least one, maybe two more episodes before the end of the year. So stay tuned.